Ryan Crowe from the CBS television network is in Dallas. He's about to make his way to the stadium. Facial hair seems as good a topic as any to kick off our Super Bowl chat, Ryan. And that beard has taken on a life of its own, hasn't it, in the build-up to the Super Bowl?
It has. I spoke with him on Wednesday morning, and he was talking about how it has Norwegian roots and how it's kind of a mystical beard at this point. So it's a thing of beauty, if that makes any sense.
Well, we'll see if you're going to go along with Marcus Hanneman's predictions in a moment. But let's talk about one of the other undeniable stars of the show, I think, and it's the stadium. It's going to be one of the ultimate Super Bowls. It's the biggest and the best ever. Let's hear from the man who's at the centre of all this, the larger-than-life character Jerry Jones. He's the owner of the Dallas Cowboys. He spent $1.2 billion building the world's largest domed arena, which is going to host this event.
I went to Wembley three different times during its construction and to get ideas, and the initial thoughts always had a Super Bowl in mind. And much of the design of this stadium, certainly its capacity, was about having a very attractive place to have the Super Bowl. We're certainly proud of our stadium, and we have the highest 108,000 that have watched games here. But that is just an infinitesimal fraction of the millions and millions that will see the game and, of course, see this venue.
Well, tell us about this stadium then, Ryan. It's an incredible sporting cathedral, isn't it?
It is. It's massive. You can see it from miles around. I'll be leaving the station here shortly, and I'll be 5 miles away from the stadium and be able to see the roof from the highway. And once you're inside, it's another world. It's so large and so bright and clean, and all the artwork that's inside, and all the other, just the sight lines, and especially the giant video board that's in the middle of the stadium. It's very impressive.
I wonder what it's going to be like for the players running out at Cowboys Stadium. Then the cliche is that they're just going to approach it like any other game, but that's not really going to be possible, is it, when you run out into a stadium like that?
Absolutely not. Yeah, a lot of them have said this week, they're approaching it like any other game, and they've remained calm. But I think that will change once they actually get into the moment. And once you step onto the field, I can't say as a player, but as somebody covering teams before out there, you walk out there and you feel so small, and it's so overwhelming how large it is and how everything is just so massive.
Ryan Crowe of CBS is with me from Dallas. We're looking ahead to Super Bowl 45 on Sports World. Great passion, great drama from the English Premier League and the football leagues around the world, Ryan, but it's just not the same as a Super Bowl. How would you try and describe what you get with this great occasion? Because it's not just the sporting side of things, it's the world of showbiz and the razzmatazz that go with it as well.
Yeah, this event goes so far beyond a sporting event. It really is kind of the center of the universe as far as how many eyes are paying attention to the game, how much the entertainment value of the game. The game almost becomes secondary compared to all the other extra stuff around it, with the halftime show, with pregame, with the commercials and their entertainment value. And I think for people that are going to be in the stands, knowing that they're at an event of this magnitude is just going to be, it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience for many. And I think that they're going to see it as just a great opportunity to say, I was at this event. I was at the center of the universe for one day at least.
Ryan Clark of the Pittsburgh Steelers, I was listening to his press conference. He made a joke saying he's going to set his VCR to record the Super Bowl, not for his performance, but for the commercials. They create great interest. I think $3 million for a 30-second spot during the Super Bowl. It really is when America sits down and watches television. But can you understand why some around the world will struggle to get that concept, the fact that the next day people are probably talking more about the commercials than the actual game?
I think that what's so crazy for most people to understand and grasp is just the how the entertainment is more than how you can be entertained by commercials. But with the advertisers, they get movie directors, they get their best writers to kind of come and try to wow you, because they know that so many people are watching And I think that a lot of people, you know, outside of America, it's hard to explain to see, you know, you see commercials on TV, but they may not necessarily be written in a way that you want to watch them again and again.
And, of course, about the halftime show as well. That's when showbiz and sport really come together. And the Black Eyed Peas will be performing this time around.
Being a part of the Super Bowl, it's just it's a wonderful thing. We're so proud to be playing the halftime show.
And also just to be involved with the NFL, it's a dream come true for us as football lovers and just appreciating the sport. And we can't wait to do this on Sunday.
When we first got the news that we were contenders for this game, it was just such a huge honor. We do a lot of kind of sports anthem type songs. We all like to party and have a good time. My father was a high school and college quarterback, former football coach. I now am a minority or limited owner of the Dolphins, which I'm very proud of. It's been my team for years and years. So this is a very special thing.
That was will.i.am and Fergie. Not the Fergie we're used to hearing from on Sports World, but from the Black Eyed Peas. They're going to be performing at halftime. Ryan, when all said and done, though, it does come down to the two teams, doesn't it? A great history from both of these sides. Let's have a quick thought on both of them. Who's going to come through ultimately? The Green Bay Packers, first of all, make the case for them lifting the trophy, which is named after their former coach, Vince Lombardi.
I think having that, but especially having Aaron Rodgers being able to step out of shadow of previous quarterbacks and just how he's shown to be very very clutch this year will prove them well.
And the Pittsburgh Steelers, the most successful team in the NFL, and Ben Roethlisberger, their quarterback, going for a third Super Bowl ring as well, which would really elevate him amongst the NFL greats.
Absolutely would. I think that given everything that has happened with him off the field could prove a distraction for him today, but I think that given his ability as a quarterback and his way to handle himself on the field, he should also have a very good edge.
He's no stranger to controversy, is he? He caused a bit of a stir this week as well. Wasn't there reports that he was out drinking in a Texas piano bar, singing along to Billy Joel's Piano Man?
Yes, that is true. He had a pretty good evening out with his defensive line, which is he says that's something that he has done every Super Bowl and want to continue to do that.
Well, it's brought him two titles already, so obviously not doing too much wrong for him then. So it's going to be a close one by all accounts. Who do you think is ultimately going to come through?
Well, I actually, in full disclosure, grew up a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. Ah. My father is a huge fan, but I actually think that the Packers could do it. I think I should stick with the line that everyone's saying, and that the Packers will ultimately pull this out today.
And they're the cheeseheads as well.
Yes,
we will see in the crowd the fans with cheese on their heads. Just explain very briefly why that is.
They are from the state of Wisconsin. Wisconsin is known for its dairy, and they have kind of adopted that, I think, as part of their yellow color, adopted that motif and wanted a way to celebrate their statehood and their football team.
Well, you can't miss them in the stadium. Ryan Crowe from CBS, thank you very much indeed. Super Bowl 45 is up for discussion.